This week, Built Oregon launches applications for their next mentorship cohort. The Oregon UAS Accelerator announces their cohort. It's been a week of crazy announcements in AI, and Demolitious Champ Fanwagon attempts to retain the belt. Let's get into it. Hello, how are you? Seems like a lot of people I've been talking to this week have been really, really busy and really, really focused on what they're doing, but they're not making a lot of noise about it. It's very quiet busy, which results in it being kind of a quiet news week, kind of like last week. But I can guarantee there's a lot of activity going on, hearing from a lot of people about all the stuff that they're doing, but there's still news happening, and that's why I'm here, is to share all of the news I encountered this week and what was most popular on Silicon Florist. So without further ado, let's get into it. Big story this week, obviously, Built Oregon has opened their applications for their next cohort of consumer product startups that they're going to mentor. Now, if you're not familiar with Built Oregon, I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to co-found that organization with Mitch Doherty. I don't really do anything. Mitch does all the work. But the one thing I did offer to the organization is I was running a startup accelerator program called Pi. Mitch said, hey, you know what? I think what you're doing at Pi has applications in the consumer products world. So things like food and beverage, apparel, footwear, outdoors, those kind of things. Mitch, smart as he was, had the insight to say, we could really take your model and apply it to the consumer products industry. We could engage a lot of mentors throughout the community. Mitch's whole hypothesis is that Oregon is the Silicon Valley of consumer products. And I don't disagree, which is why we've collaborated to form this Built Oregon mentorship program. Each year, we bring together a cohort. We provide them with one-on-one time, mentorship, support, basically everything they need to help them take their companies to the next level. Now, the application to join that cohort has just opened. So if you are a consumer products startup founder, or if you know people building companies in the consumer product space, I highly encourage you to have them apply for the Built Oregon program. We would love to work with them. Again, there's some stipulations. You know, you have to be in Oregon, anywhere in Oregon. You have to be working on a consumer product that you're hoping to scale, ideally beyond the state of Oregon. Maybe you want to go direct to consumer. Maybe you want to get distribution up and down the West Coast or throughout the United States. Whatever it is, we want you to have a larger vision for the company you're trying to build, and we want to provide you with the help that you need to do that. And the best part about it is it's completely free. There's no equity, no tuition, no nothing. You just show up with your amazing company. We say, hey, we'd love to work with you. And you get to hang out with all these other cool folks with amazing companies. And then we spend a few months together making that happen. So if that sounds interesting to you, I highly encourage you to apply. Again, applications are due June 5th, I think was the deadline that Mitch put on there. So please get those applications in. Looking forward to reviewing them and really looking forward to getting engaged with the next cohort of Built Oregon companies. Speaking of cohorts, you know, there's another accelerator program out in Pendleton, Eastern Oregon, Northeastern Oregon, that focuses on unmanned aerial systems, or as we like to refer to them, drones. That's right. Oregon has a drone accelerator and a drone flight facility where they can test those concepts and fly those things around and stuff. I don't know. I kind of lost the thread. But I'm really excited about the Drone Accelerator because I, having worked in the accelerator world for, more than 15 years at this point, I'm always interested in people who take the concept of an accelerator and really like explore different ways to apply it. And what Pendleton is doing with their drone accelerator is super exciting. Joseph Waino, the new ED out there, has been super communicative, has been really raising the visibility of what's going on out there. And I might get the chance to go hang out with them and kind of see what they're doing. And if I do, I will absolutely bring you along. I will tell you what's going on out in the Oregon UAS accelerator world. And if I go out there, I get the opportunity to meet with a bunch of cool companies. What cool companies, you might ask? Well, let me tell you, because they just released the cohort and told us who was in there. And you're like, oh, it's probably just some Oregon companies doing things. No, it is companies from all across the United States. There's even a company from Singapore. Now, out of respect for all of these companies, I want to get everything right about the company names and where they're from. So forgive me, but I'm just going to read the list so that you have it. You know who they are and where they're from. And you can look forward to the Oregon UAS Demo Day right in conjunction with the Pendleton Roundup, the world famous rodeo that occurs in Pendleton, Oregon. Let me give you the companies. These are the ones who made it in. They got some non-dilutive grant funding. They get a bunch of mentorship. They get to use the facilities. Super exciting for these companies. Super excited to see what happens. But let me read off the list so you know who's in the program. Aerial Industries out of Singapore, Cloud UAS Payloads out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, Cyphra Autonomy out of Fenton, Missouri, Phoenix Solutions right here out of McMinnville, another Oregon company, Rangeair out of Beaverton, Zephyr Flight Labs out of Bingham, Washington, just to the north, and Zing Drone Solutions from Sarasota, Florida. So good luck to all of those companies. I hope they enjoy the cohort. I hope they enjoy the flight facilities out in Pendleton, and look forward to Demo Day coming up with the big old rodeo, the Pendleton Roundup. Every once in a while you have these news weeks in the tech world where everything seems to happen at once. And in terms of AI, this was definitely one of those weeks. Like in a 48-hour period, you had OpenAI launching ChatGPT 4.0 Omni. You had Google making a bunch of AI announcements. And luckily, you don't even have to track all this stuff because you know what? AJ Green, a local AI enthusiast here in town, is tracking all of that stuff for you and reporting on it on a daily basis. So if you're interested in learning about that crazy 48 hours of AI activity, or if you just want to stay in touch with what's happening with artificial intelligence day to day, I highly suggest that you subscribe to AJ Green's newsletter. It comes out on a daily basis. Gives you everything you need to know about what's happening in AI. And best of all, it's handcrafted, artisanal, artificial intelligence knowledge directly from the Portland area. I know it seems like it just happened. Seems like Fanwagon just took the belt, but you know what? Next week, it's time for another Demolicious. And again, every month, I'm looking for that, that. I look forward to seeing if the defending champ can retain the coveted Demolicious belt. Hasn't happened yet. Could Fanwagon be the first startup in history to defend their title and retain the Demolicious championship belt? Yeah, I don't know. You'll just have to show up and see. It's going to be happening next Wednesday, May 22nd. Obviously hosted at Upstart Collective, run by Josh Carter. If you're not familiar with the format, this is your first time here. It must be because I talk about this all the time because I love Demolishes. But the Demolishes competition is 3 minutes to pitch your story. People go right after one another, pitch, 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 pitch. The audience gets to vote for their favorites. And then when the dust clears, they tabulate all the votes and they're like, who won Demolishes this time around? But the interesting thing about the Demolishes competition is that there's always a defending champion. And that defending champion has the chance to retain the belt. But no one has done it yet. Is it possible that Fanwagon will be the very first startup to be able to do that? I don't know. You gotta show up. So check out Demolishes, Upstart Collective, next Wednesday. You won't be sorry. And you get to vote. So do that. Cool. All right. Given how busy and quietly busy everyone has been, I assume you've been quietly busy as well. I hope you're doing okay. I hope you're hanging in there. And please, until we get the chance to chat again, keep up the good work.